Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, friend. Yep, I'm talking to you.
And foe.
Well, the same person, depending on what the topic is, I suppose, and how well we address it. It's Alpha Helix. Oh, no. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. Today's topic is Alpha Helix. And Alpha Helix, you know what that is. You would have heard that term in undergraduate biochemistry, Matt. Do you remember it?
Is that to do with DNA?
Yeah. Oh, well, proteins.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man, I have to say, I didn't love biochemistry as an undergraduate. I love biochemistry now as somebody who teaches physiology.
Do you think that's because of the way it was taught to you?
I think it was a combination of that and I didn't care.
Do you feel, I know we probably spoke about this before, but do you feel like biochemistry was taught to couldn't really see the trees from the forest?
Yeah, I think what needed to be done in biochemistry was maybe spend 1 to 2 weeks giving us an overview as to why we need to. So give an overview of metabolism that tells us the whole point of this is simply to tear off electrons and hydrogen ions to feed into the mitochondria to create ATP. Why do we need ATP? Because of this reason. Like, instead of going, okay, you now need to remember the whatever 12 steps of glycolysis, draw them out.
Molecule by molecule.
Oh, it was just, anyway, Alpha Helix. Good start for everybody. So an alpha helix is a common secondary structure in proteins. So remember that amino acids fold upon each other to form three-dimensional proteins, right? So you've got DNA in the nucleus. DNA is transcribed into RNA, specifically mRNA. That mRNA leaves the nucleus into the cytoplasm or cytosol. And from there, ribosomes will read three nucleotides at a time, called a codon, that produces an amino acid. You now have a chain of amino acids. And because of the residues of each amino acid, that gives them a characteristic, which tells them to fold in a particular way. This folding creates a three-dimensional protein, and it's the folding that can produce a whole range of substructures. One of these is an alpha helix.
Okay, so where it's just amino acid joined to amino acid, that's a secondary structure?
Correct.
And once it starts folding on itself, that's the tertiary?
Correct. And then
when you have multiple come together like a hemoglobin, that's quaternary.
Beautiful. Very nice. And so if you take these amino acids and let's just say they form a right-handed coil, like a spring, that is an alpha helix.
And most proteins are like this?
No, but it's probably one of the most common secondary structures in proteins.
Okay.
Is the alpha helix. So each turn of the helix, so let's just say 360 degrees of a turn, is made up of around about 3.6 amino acid residues.
Okay.
So remember, it's the residues that give it its characteristic, its nature. So 3.6 residues per right-handed turn, and it's stabilized by hydrogen bonds between the hydrogen and the nitrogen of one amino acid and the double-bonded carbon and oxygen of other amino acids, around about four amino acids earlier. Yep. So if you think about, it's basically the amino acid sitting below it in the level.
And right? the others are beta sheeting, right?
So another super common secondary structure is a beta sheet. So while alpha helices look like coils, right-handed coils or springs, the sheets look like corrugated iron of a roof.
Okay.
Is that something that international listeners would know, corrugated iron?
Maybe not.
Very Aussie term, I think.
No, it's probably okay. Like I was thinking of Colorbond.
What about chips? Are they called corrugated chips? You know the chips like the Sand Boys? I think that's Aussie specific. Anyway, look up the term corrugation.
That's fine.
Anyway, that's not the topic today.
Can I ask a question, though?
Please.
Is this kind of where prions come in to change the structure of the... was that going to be a...
No. It's
Because I remember sometime...
Let's get back to it.
Okay.
Let's get back to it because it's important and you are correct. So first thing is let's just talk about where we can find these alpha helices normally. So one relatively known place is alpha helix is in hemoglobin. So hemoglobin is made up of two alpha and two beta globin chains arranged in a quaternary structure, which you mentioned earlier. So it's alpha helices in hemoglobin are part of the protein that carry oxygen and allows for the structure to be very stable while holding the oxygen around the body. That's one of the most important structural or functional reasons why the body will make these helices is they're very strong. And they're found very often in areas that need to make fibrous proteins, like keratin of our skin and nails, for example, have a lot of alpha helices. They're also found in like those transmembrane proteins as well, because again, they're very important when it comes to signaling, but also maintaining the strength of a membrane. If you look at mutations, right? So
what are you looking at me for?
Well, isn't that what your mum called you? the mutation of the family. If you've got a mutation in DNA that codes for these globin chains within a hemoglobin molecule, so I said two alpha, two beta. So you've got two alpha helices, two beta sheets coming together, hemoglobin. You can have mutations in the beta globin. So these are the beta sheets, causes sickle cell anemia.
Right.
But the misfolding of the beta sheets causes a misfolding of the alpha helices, changes the way the alpha helices fold.
Oh, both of them get affected.
So it's mainly the beta sheets, that's where the mutation is. But because of the quaternary structure, it changes both.
Oh, okay.
And so sickle cell anemia occurs, which means that it's less likely to be able to hold oxygen because its conformation has changed.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Uh,
Right.
So that's sickle cell anemia. You can also have mutations in the alpha globin, so the alpha helices. This is called alpha thalassemia,
mm-hmm.
more common, I think, in European Mediterranean areas. And again, it negatively affects the way the hemoglobin can carry the oxygen
mm-hmm.
in a different fashion. But mutations in alpha helices are implicated in a bunch of diseases. Marfan syndrome.
Connective tissue yep. disorder.
To make sense, because we know alpha helices are really important for fibrous.
So is that collagen?
Can be part of collagen, but I think it's called fibrillin 1 is the main gene that encodes the proteins, and alpha helices are part of the secondary structures of the fibrillin 1. Long QT syndrome, couldn't really figure out why that was the case, but it seemed to be implicated in that.
Is that to do with the heart?
Yeah, sorry, a long QT syndrome is simply people have longer QT segments in their ECGs, and the cause seems to be in part due to alpha helices.
Right, so
couldn't really figure out why.
Within the muscle itself, so it's changing the electro properties of
I
the heart?
I couldn't figure it out. Look, I could figure it out. Didn't have enough time to figure it out. And the last one is neurodegenerative diseases.
Yeah.
Now, what did you ask just before?
Prion diseases, which is an interesting one because it's you definitely wouldn't call it a microorganism, as no. in it's not living.
Yeah.
It's a protein. My understanding is a misfolded protein.
Yep.
And I thought it was a beta helix. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
And once it comes into the body, in this case, the brain, mm-hmm. it causes other proteins to then misfold like it originally was. And then that changes function.
So I'm not sure about prion diseases with the alpha helices, but I do know that when it comes to Parkinson's disease, which I've spoken about before because my PhD was in Parkinson's disease, that alpha-synuclein, which is a protein, has alpha helices associated with it. And mutations can lead to aggregations of those proteins.
Yep.
And these aggregates are implicated in the pathology of Parkinson's right. disease. We don't know whether they're the cause
yeah, yeah.
or whether
and it's just a byproduct of.
A byproduct of, or even maybe potentially trying to be protective.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
the outcome is this. But it seems.
And same with Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is tau, and what's the other protein? Amyloid.
Yeah, yeah, amyloid. So amyloid plaques, tau proteins. I think most proteins probably will have alpha helices in one way or another. So it seems to be that there are alpha helices in the prion protein, and that obviously they're going to be implicated in the disease if there's mutations within that. How a prion can negatively affect another protein to tell it to misfold, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Do we know? Do we know what the mode of transmission is? Does it induce a mutational change? It can't because it's already. So what's it?
I think it just induces a conformation change. So it changes it from the alpha helix to a more altered. Because like from my understanding, when you look at something like silk,
mm-hmm.
silk is, I think, a beta helix.
Right.
And
Didn't know that. It's
a protein that then we don't have enzymes to break it down.
Yep.
And so in the body, if you were to use silk, like in sutures, we don't have the ability to break it down. So they are non-absorbable sutures because we can't break down that protein.
Interesting.
But I think prions, for some reason I thought it was a beta strand, and that changed the conformation of our proteins and if it's in the brain. And the conditions are things like Cruri, which is
oh, yeah.
developed from the ingesting of brain tissue.
Human brains, yeah.
But also, and I think that it came from certain populations that still, once ate humans.
Yeah.
And I think it primarily affected women and children.
Right,
didn't because that. They were given the leftovers of
which happened to be the brain.
That's brain.
So others ate the flesh.
That's right, and it wasn't a problem. But when you ate the brain, and that where
didn't
that's
that.
Where you came to JC. No, what was it called? Kushgold-Jacobs disease.
Yeah, Kushgold-Jacobs disease. Yeah.
That is to Mad that came about disease. From well, it's kind well, of the human not, equivalent yes. of mad cow's disease.
Yeah,
from infected brain tissue. In terms of doing autopsies or something like that.
It was scary when it came around and obviously still happens. Seems to be that the prion proteins induce changes in the hydrogen to hydrogen bonds and maybe affect hydrophobic interactions. How is very interesting because you don't usually get that unless a protein or molecule bind within these regulatory or active sites, yeah. Do you get a conformational change? But it must be similar. It must come into contact and come so close into contact that the residues on the prion induce the conformational change on the other protein, but remain. Do they aggregate? Maybe it remains as aggregates because I can't see how a prion could touch another protein and then move away and that protein remains misfolded. Do you know what I mean?
So I think that's also where in our understanding prion disease was also kind of iatrogenic. We introduced it ourselves.
Yeah.
But I've read some things more recently that some of the neurodegenerative disorders, there's theories now that they may have prion underpinnings.
Potentially, yeah, like alpha-synuclein and
so tau protein aggregates. Similarly, maybe we are bringing it into a brain tissue through things that we thought couldn't be possible, like through gastrointestinal routes or through the nose, mouth. I mean, even speaking to a colleague the other day, Peter Ann, she was saying that prion disease in terms of dental interventions, like it can be present within dental pulp. Right. And if you do like a root canal, it can liberate it and then it can spread.
Well, that's frightening.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look at the evidence of that, but that is interesting. I'll ask Alex.
Yeah.
Our friend Alex AO, Professor Alex Forrest. He would know. He's the best dentist I know.
Forensic odontologist. So yeah, most Australian of his patients forensic. Are dead, though.
That's true. So maybe he won't ask his patients, but he would be up to date with the literature, I'm sure. So that is, what was the topic?
Alpha helix.
Oh, that was my topic, yeah. Alpha helix.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.